God has given the Christian will be put to the test.
Yes.
Okay? Everything. If I say I'm saved, it is going to be tested. If I say I am sanctified, it is going to be tested. If I say I'm in the light, it is going to be tested. If I say I have eternal life, it is going to be tested. If I say I have the love of God shall abroad in my heart, you know what happened? The Lord will bring somebody that irritates me. And he says, no, you work out this stuff. And I tell you, saints, we are not like the world. The Lord says, the world of its own. There's no difference if I like people who like me. He says the world does the same. But the Christianity have to go beyond that. I have to love people who don't love me. And this is not, they're supposed to love me. Sorry for pointing at you, John. I'm supposed to love them. So this is the criteria. This is divine love. And the thing, the difference between Christianity and Islam. Islam, again, will blow up, a man will blow up himself to take life. But Christianity, a man will give his life to save life. If he's going to burn himself, he wouldn't go on television and burn himself and shopping stuff. No. Christianity, we work in secret. And all this stuff now of getting on television and begging and we need this, it's not Christianity. The love of God moves in such a way, there are some saints who move amongst the saints that some of us know itself more about. And the things they have done, it's not for the praise of men. Is the demonstration of the love of God done in secret. When the Lord Jesus went up to Sychar's well, nobody wasn't there. It was just Jesus and the lady. And when the disciples came back, nobody gave any. No, what do you eat all day? I have meat, brother, that you know not of. Because there was a joy in going out with the love of God. So saints, I need to see some of the love of God manifested to me. So you all need to visit me in St. Kitts. That's a practical element.
Misapply the scripture.
But if you don't see us, you should know we love you.
Okay, right.